Chicago-based contractor James Both shared his professional thoughts on the building's door with Business Insider. Quoted, it's styled like what you might see on a castle, with what appears to be a reinforcing lock bar across the face. What makes it peculiar is that if you wanted to keep people out, the bar would be placed inside the building. But the locking bar appears to be placed on the outside, as if it were intended to lock people in. Locals have dubbed it a pedophile island, an orgy island. It was built sometime between 2009 and 2013 following the billionaire's guilty plea of soliciting and procuring a minor for prostitution. In other words, he was busted on the mainland, was not going to stop the devil's work. So, all right, well, I'll just go buy an island somewhere, and it'll be even better. Numerous girls have spoken out against the abuse they claim they suffered at Little St. James. His visits to the island archipelago prior to his 2008 guilty plea furthered suspicions. He would frequent the island two or three times a month for several days at a time, according to a former staffer speaking to the San Francisco Gate, describing it as a zen-like retreat where women would sunbathe topless or in the nude. Numerous girls have spoken out about the practice. Blah, 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 blah. And then there's more on that. Here's another headline. Drone video provides a look inside Epstein's mysterious island temple. Video from a drone flying above Epstein's home in the Virgin Islands provides a rare look inside his mysterious island temple. And it's about as creepy as expected. The most recent footage appears to have been taken Monday, was posted to the YouTube channel of Rusty Shackelford, who has posted dozens of videos of Epstein's islands over the past month. Blah, 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 blah. Epstein paid $7.95 million for the island in 1998. Been charged with no, it wasn't recent. The channel includes four videos titled FBI Raid Little St. James. And in the first, which NBC News New York licensed, members of the FBI and NYPD could be seen inside Epstein's island home. The fourth video focuses on the blue and white striped island temple, perched atop a hill on the island. According to the AP, workers on the island thought the temple was a place for Epstein, a classically trained pianist, to practice music. Right. Hey, build me a big satanic-looking temple over there. Put a piano in there. Yeah, get as far away from the mansion, get as high up on that hill and as close to heaven as you can. I want God to hear my piano playing. The drone footage does little to solve the mystery of what's inside the building. Filming through a sliding glass door, the camera shows a plastic-wrapped mattress on the ground and box spring turned up on its side. The rest of the room appears largely empty but messy, with exposed wires and broken pieces of wood lying about. Sounds like they might have gone in there. The cleanup team might have gone in there and stripped all the goody stuff out, right? Didn't have room to take the bed. They left the box spring in the mattress. Oh, but nothing was going on in there. There was a piano. Where's the piano? And as the DailyMail.com, the apparent wooden door on the temple isn't a wooden door at all. It's just painted on. And then there's, if you're in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, you can see the video that Mrs. O'Connell posted in there.
This is actually a drone video of the FBI inside the house bagging evidence up.
There's no audio to this. It's just you, but you can, as I am watching it, I can see. Man, whoever's piloting that drone is good. I mean, he is right there. So you can see. Now, I just follow me on this. Now, look at what's there right there. There appears to be what appears to me to be some sort of a sectional right there by the window. See this seam in the cushions there?